The question was asked, how come we find that Chazal would run away from philosophical arguments? Why not entertain the possibility of bringing the other person back? Especially when sometimes the other person was a Jew who had gone off the path. So the simple, obvious answer is that very often you weren't talking to someone who was interested in being convinced. Meaning you weren't talking about to someone who was interested in the truth. You were talking to someone who was interested in convincing you, but not interested in real open dialogue and being open to seeing the truth. But the answer that Chazal gives us is a different answer. Even though the first answer has its own validity, Chazal say, "Al tam k'siv ki balto," sometimes there's no point in answering. You're not going to get anywhere, so then you'll become the fool by wasting your time with it. but Chazal gives us a different answer. Chazal say that one never knows when one will hear an argument that can cast doubt, that can cause a person to suddenly question everything. And that gives us a tremendous insight. The first insight we discussed earlier tonight, and that is the idea that there's always room for one to err and go off the path, and a person should never be confident in himself. Chazal tells us there was a Kohen Gadol who served faithfully for almost a century, and then he ended up going off the path and becoming a Sadducee. So he went out of the fold, he left the tradition. So you see, a person could be a very, very big tzaddik, the big tzaddik in Am Yisrael, and yet be convinced and swayed. But the other big insight that we see here is that in the calculation of my spiritual interest and someone else's spiritual interest, here there's much more weight given to being focused on yourself. Whereas in the physical world, we always we try to give and we have to be concerned for others' well-being. In the spiritual world, you got to take care of yourself. You also take care of others. But there's much more of an element of imen ani li mili, that I got to watch out, I got to fend for myself. And he's got to fend for himself. Now that doesn't mean I trample everyone else, but it does mean that I do have to look out for myself. And so if Chazal felt that there's the danger, who knows if he won't drag me down, then I don't give him the hand. Because I'm not going to risk being pulled into the fire with him. He's falling into the fire, I'm on steady footing. Why should I extend the hand when I don't know if I'm going to pull him up or throw myself in? So that's the answer that Chazal gives us. On this point,